I grew up in Andover, Massachusetts. That's the where I consider my hometown. Andover is a very small town outside of Boston. And growing up, I hated it because I complained that it was boring. I just found it really boring. I was uninspired. The only part of school that I liked was, you know, I had a small group of friends that I really loved. I have really awesome memories that revolve around me and my friends. And I loved all my art classes. You know, I took a lot of art classes in high school. My art classes, and I also liked to write. I never liked to read, but I always loved creative writing. My parents were crazy. My mother was a very, very loud Jewish New Yorker, and just very, kind of stereotypical of, a character that you might see, on Seinfeld. You know, she had a very high-pitched voice, and she was always, always hysterical. Everything made her hysterical. So she was always screaming and yelling and arguing with my sisters, and she was very much like a control freak. And, but I was mad at my mom, so I left without telling her where I was going, and I walked down the street to wait for my girlfriend to pick me up, and my mother realized that I left without telling her where I was going, and she got so mad. She was like, steam, smoke was pouring out of her ears. She was so mad. She literally chased me down the street. I jumped into my girlfriend's car, and my mother jumped. She threw her body on the hood of my best friend's car to try to prevent us from going anywhere. And my mom was like banging on the hood of her car, yelling at me. And I'm like, I was yelling at my friend. I was like, just go. And my friend was like, Kira, I can't go. Your mother is on my car. And I was screaming and I was crying. And I was like, I don't care. Just go. And my mom's yelling at me and you know, pointing her finger at me, putting her finger in my face, screaming at me, don't you ever leave this house without telling me where you're going. You are not to leave this house like that ever. The people. So I really didn't go to parties much. And parties that I went to with my friends in high school were not the typical parties. We were weirdos. I mean, we were weirdos. We would we had this one party once where we created an English tea party where we all wore vintage hats and vintage dresses, and we, you know, served little tea sandwiches, and it was super fun. I still have pictures. I've got the pictures from it. It was really fun, but that's not what most kids were doing. And then another night, we had this beatnik night. Me and my friends were really into the beatniks of the 60s and 50s. And so, you know, we have these bongos, and we were reciting poetry in the candlelight. And then and then, another time, me and my friends, what we would do, often, on a Friday, a Saturday night, we would drive, half an hour on these, back country roads, these windy back country roads. We would drive to, this diner that was called the Agawam Diner, and we would get lemon meringue pie, and we would get so hyper off of the sugar, and then we would drive home with the stereo blasting, and we'd put on our hazard lights, and we would just be hysterical laughing, and we would call them drive-bys. We would have this route. We would drive through every neighborhood of every boy that we had a crush on, and we would sometimes we would leave stupid things in mailboxes. We had these blueberry flavored candy canes, and we would leave them in the mailboxes of like teachers that we didn't like or boys that we had crushes on. And we would drive over the front lawn of you know, just random people's homes, like if we just happened to know, like, oh, so and so lives there, and it's like not someone that we dislike. It's not, but it also wasn't someone that we were friends with. It was just like a random classmate that we just happened to know, like, oh, so-and-so, that's their house, let's drive over their lawn. And we would just be like hopped up on, you know, super hyper on sugar, and we would drive over their lawn with our hazard lights on and beeping, and then we'd speed off. And I mean, we were just ridiculous. We were doing one of these drive-bys where we were driving by the house of this boy. And it was dark out, it was nighttime, and there was ice on the road, and I hit a patch of black ice, and when I hit the ice, the car went flying off the road and into the tree.